John referred to a form from California, and you don't have it in your hands. Just became available this afternoon, and it does list specific things. It doesn't ask for a blanket record. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.
I'll leave my copy of the form with you and ask our counsel to try to think of some appropriate language as well, try to match it up.
The chair would move that House Bill 2492, as amended, being reported to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. That's with the understanding that the amendments would be reviewed for form and style and any issues of clarification by council and committee council, legislative council, and any such refinements will take up at the full committee, presumably without undue difficulty as to time. I'd rather send it on if the subcommittee is otherwise amenable to the law improvements recommended. Is there further discussion? Call the roll.
Hill?
Aye.
Mudler?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Springer?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
We've got a problem. We're up against caucus meetings that involve the members of both caucuses on the subcommittee. And we have members, people from the public and others who've been waiting for this last bill. In order to try to make their visit other than a total waste of time, I'm going to take a couple of minutes to see if we can sum up what the issues are remaining as to 2691. I sincerely apologize for the time problem. We avoided that to this point in the session by just plunging on through, but it happens that both Representative Lombard and I, and perhaps other members of the subcommittee, have matters in caucus we are responsible for explaining and leading discussion on today. He and his, and I and mine. So we're going to have to sum up where we are right now and then schedule one other work session, at least. Linda?
Mr. Chair and committee members, House Bill 2691 prohibits the discharge of firearms outside city boundaries within a certain distance yet to be determined of dwellings, schools, shopping centers, and parks. It accepts law enforcement officers and military personnel and provides that if any county has a charter or ordinance in conflict with or inconsistent with these provisions, that this measure would not apply. The offense is a violation. There were several questions raised. One was a question of distance from the dwelling, and the suggestions have ranged anywhere from 150 yards, I believe, to 500 yards. While a point was made that a bullet from a high-powered rifle can go as far as even 1 mile, there was mention of including church in the list of places that are to be avoided as far as discharging firearm. Other issues that were raised is that there is not an exception provided for self-defense. Also, that there is no exemption for shooting ranges, shooting on your own property, or with permission of a dwelling owner. Those matters are addressed in amendments that were submitted by the Rifle and Pistol Association and Gun Owners and the National Rifle Association. One person suggested that we amend the bill to include point of discharge and impact. A couple other issues that have come up for me in discussions and looking this over again is the definition of dwelling, and I did discuss this with legislative council, and we talked about it means a building and includes all the land on which it's built, which could end up being some gigantic huge acres of ranch land, which within that land may not closely endanger anybody. Another question I had in my mind, I don't know where the description came from, to as far as shopping center goes, to mean a building or building complex where there's 10 or more retail stores. I guess in listing places all together, churches and schools and all, you run into the question of have we covered all the kinds of places where people hang out? Or are these, have we mentioned them all, or is there some reason why these and not some other, you know, one store or whatever, other situations where people may be collected might be included or not? I guess the only other point is, well, I guess that's it.
What I'd like to have you do, Linda, is to distribute to the subcommittee and to any interested persons any amendments that have been proposed to the bill from whatever source. We will take those up at our next work session, along with any other of the issues that you have raised. Let's distribute the amendments, make them available to the public.
The ones being distributed now are Legislative Council Amendments, House Bill 2691-1, dated 3/24/83, and another additional testimony to the House Judiciary Committee, dated March 30th, 1983, from Mrs. Dickie Martin. And it's signed by several people, in addition to the Martin.
Is there anyone here who has additional amendments in writing to the bill at this point that we would want to make available to the subcommittee and the members of the public who are concerned about this bill?
There's some additional ones. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Chair, the ones being distributed now are entitled Suggested Amended Version of House Bill 2691 submitted by the Oregon State Rifle and Pistol Association.
Okay, any others? Tex?
I'd like to have the committee look at the...
Tex, you have to come up and... Tex, you have to come up and give your name and so we can get it on the paper.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Tex Shiver, representing the Oregon Pro-Gun Lobby. I'd like for the committee, before they pass any more judgment, to read 166-195 and 166-025. I think they'll find most of it is covered in that, and those laws are on the books now. This is a very broad spectrum. It's covering, I think most of it is covered.
Okay, we'll check this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, my apologies to particular members of the public who've come here today for this bill. This is the first time this session we've had to break off before we complete an agenda, and I'm sorry for the inconvenience. If you wish to try to return, we will be scheduling the bill for a further work session probably next week. And in the meantime, the amendments will be available to you for your review from staff if you'd like to get working copies of it. Thank you. Okay, at this time, the subcommittee will be adjourned until Friday at 1:30.